Cats go in favourites, but Luke Bruce will have plenty to say about it. Welcome to you, Luke.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Pretty well. It's going to be a cracking match. I guess you've been lucky enough to almost get used to playing in a full house at the MCG.
Yeah, Friday night, big crowd for our first week of finals. Certainly looking forward to getting out there against a great rival in Geelong.
How did you cope with the bye? Your coach wasn't overly happy with it initially when it was first mooted. Suggestions are he's warmed to it over the last few weeks.
Yeah, we had a good couple of weeks of training, and I guess it just allows you to freshen up and work on the things that we wanted to work on during the week, and the things that we took out of the Collingwood game. And yeah, I think for us as a team, it's worked in our favour, and yeah, certainly should be fresh and running on top of the ground on Friday night.
How did your bye and what you did in the bye compared to the mid-season bye?
So the mid-season bye, the days off, we got probably a few more days off than they were probably earlier in the week, whereas this time we had sort of Wednesday, Thursday off last week, and then just tried to pretty much string a good block of training in between sort of last Friday through to the following Friday. So that was probably the main difference between the two buys this year.
So when, as a player, did you feel as if a final's just around the corner? Was it immediately after round 23 and it was no different, or has it started to slowly build as the bye round was, I guess, put to bed?
No, I certainly, well, personally, I start thinking about the finals after that round 23 match, and you obviously don't want to play the game too early in your head and things like that, but you certainly know that it's a slow build and a gradual build to be ready and firing come Friday night.
In many ways, it's a different Hawthorn. You too, like the Swans, have blooded a lot of good young kids, but you will still rely on, I guess, the old stalwarts, the match winners, and part and parcel of your strength, and your part of it, is the small forwards.
Yeah, certainly, and that's hopefully the young guys that don't have too much finals experience can give that just the drive and the energy and the motivation that they're hungry for success. And then, as you said, the older guys, and hopefully us as small forwards, even Gunston and guys like that in the forward line as well, can do their bit, play their role, and hopefully get us over the line.
Have you rated your own year, Luke?
Yeah, it's been an interesting year for me. I think I've said it in other interviews that I've probably only had that one really big bag, but I've probably had a more consistent
yep.
year than any others. But I just, yeah, probably didn't have those, I guess you'd call them days out where you kick that four or five. But I've sort of thought that I was able to hit the scoreboard most weeks and certainly play my role.
43 is a really good return. Do you expect to get much of a midfield look in this year, this week?
Yeah, it'll be the very similar role for
yep.
me as I've played throughout the year. Continue to get up into that midfield and just relieve yourself of that half-forward role. I guess it can be a tough position to play at times if it's going over your head or whatnot. So to be able to get up into midfield, whether it's just laying a tackle and getting involved in the game again, I certainly think it helps all our small forwards in our side.
And you've got the job running with Paddy Dangerfield, we're told.
Yeah, that's it. I love tagging and wouldn't mind doing that every week. So, I'm not sure what we'll do with Danger. He's obviously a very important player to Geelong and one that we'll have to watch out for. So I'll let the coaches work that out for Friday night.
It's been interesting because we're told that no one is ever allowed to tag anymore, or at least we have been told that for the last 4 or 5 years. And yet, as the season's slowly gone through to its, conclusion, Mitchell's starting to be tagged, Dangerfield's starting to be tagged, and all of a sudden it's coming well and truly back in the vogue. This time last year, it was only North Melbourne doing it.
Yeah, it's, I guess, that damaging midfielder for the opposition is always on the radar of opposition coaches, and I think it's just a week-to-week call of whether you end up putting a run with to them straight away or wait and see how the game pans out. And if they do start to get on top, then maybe just try and stifle their impact by sending someone to them.
Well, it's going to be a near-on full house at the MCG, if not exactly one, and a fantastic game awaits. Good luck on it. Hope you play particularly well and have a great finals campaign. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Jared.
Luke Bruce, what a star he has been for the Hawks.